This guy's been at it a long time. Of course, was in the WWE ring, known as Eugene. And now, you know what? He's moved to Sioux Falls. And how interesting is it? His girlfriend, his fiance, I worked with her when we worked together at KTTW Television right here in Sioux Falls.
You got to make it all about you, Maddie.
That was about 17 years ago. Stephanie, was that 17? Oh, I'm aging me. I'm not aging you, Stephanie. But in studio, Nick Dinsmore joining us in studio. And do I call you Nick? Do I call you Mr. Dinsmore? Can I call you Eugene? I mean, I don't want you to get sued by the WWE. What can I call you?
You can call me whatever you like. Most people call me Nick. Some people still call me Eugene. So I'm known by many names, many hats. Many
well,
hats.
Welcome to Sioux Falls.
Well, thank you. So very lovely town.
So I'm the obvious question. She's the one that brought you up here, right?
Stephanie brought you up here to Sioux Falls.
To an extent, we met probably 2004-ish when I was here wrestling for the WWE. We touched base and kind of kept in touch over time, and we eventually moved to Phoenix. We moved to Orlando. We've lived in Louisville, Kentucky, and so some of the things that I've always wanted to do just kind of unveiled itself right here in Sioux Falls, and seems like a good place to take the next step in our life.
You've been in the wrestling business a long time. How did you get started, though? What prompted you to say, you know what, I want to get into wrestling?
The boyhood dream. I remember watching, WWF Saturday Night's Main Event as a young boy, watching Hulk Hogan and Junkyard Dog and Hillbilly Jim, and I said, that's what I want to do. And growing up, I just followed it, and I grew up outside of Louisville, Kentucky, in the metropolitan area there. And I happened to go to high school with a girl whose father ran a professional wrestling school 2 minutes from where I went to high school. So once I graduated, I signed up at the wrestling school there. That was the Nightmare Danny Davis School of Professional Wrestling.
Ah, yes.
Which eventually we started running shows. It became Ohio Valley Wrestling. Mm-hmm. I started there in 96. In 1998, 1999, WWE contracted with Ohio Valley Wrestling to become a developmental territory for future stars. And that's when they sent to us people like Batista, John Cena, Brock Lesnar was sent there, Randy Orton, Shelton Benjamin.
A lot of big-time names came through there.
I mean, the main events of the past couple of WrestleManias all came out of Louisville and that system. But at that time, I had 3 or 4 years of experience, a lot more than the new guys that came in. So I was kind of like a player coach. Mm-hmm. I was wrestling for OVW, but I was also an assistant coach in the training sessions, showing these guys the ropes and teaching them how to perform the craft.
How do you separate being a performer where, you want to be out there in front of a crowd, but also take to the point where, you want to make sure these guys get better and they learn how to do this the right way?
Well, I mean, it's kind of one and the same. If you're a performer, you're a performer. And I just have a knack to be able to relay information to teach guys professional wrestling in a way that they can easily understand. Mm-hmm.
How about some of the guys when you were training? I mean, who helped you really develop your style?
The school in Ohio Valley Wrestling, when it first started, was really small. It was a lot of local guys. I was 20 years old at the time. Most of the guys were early 20s. And Danny had since retired, Danny Davis, the owner of OVW. But there was one man by the name of the Hustler Rip Rogers, who at the time, he was 42 years old, still bodybuilding, still professional wrestling. He had wrestled for WCW, WWE, been all around the world, wrestled in Japan. And I wrestled him, on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And every time I would learn something because he just had so much experience. And I drew a lot from him. Along with, at the time, we had to do a lot of VHS tape trading and watch, watch the VHS tapes. But I just tried to absorb as much, as much of the business as I could.
Brock Lesnar was going to be here today, except he's farming, so he's not able to make it. We're told he's always farming, so we can't. We're trying to get Brock on the program.
Well,
he
has his priorities.
Farming from our old Webster, South Dakota.
Yeah,
guy,
well, so. Yeah, we're working on it. I the wheels are in motion, Matic. Just take it.
So I saw Brock at WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans. Yeah. First thing he said to me is, "Are you still dating that girl from South Dakota?"
Uh-huh.
See, that's all you just have to say, South Dakota. That you're in with Brock Lesnar. That's all right.
What happened with the WWE and you?
I've been hired off and on. I worked for WWE starting in 99 until 2007, again in 2009. And most recently, I was a coach for them at their training center in Orlando, Florida, the WWE Performance Center. And I was a coach for about the past 2 years or so. And I'm just, as much as I love the WWE, it's a fast-paced life and it's a very hard. I really want to make my niche as far as the business goes and create my own professional wrestling school. And that's why I'm here in Sioux Falls.
He's Nick Dinsmore joining us on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So are you saying this is something that you want to do in Sioux Falls, train others to get into the business?
Well, it's always been my idea in the back of my head, of my dream to own my own professional wrestling school, tour like little small shows around the area, whatnot. I just didn't really know where. And after meeting the lovely Stephanie Fisher, I decided that Sioux Falls is going to be it.
So you're here. I mean, what is it about Sioux Falls? I mean, now that you're here, what is it about Sioux Falls do you think would be a good market and a good place to set up a wrestling school?
Well, Sioux Falls is the 47th fastest growing city in the country.
Hello.
That's true, Al. That's true.
You know what I mean? It just seems to me like the right place. All the guys in the wrestling business that I know that came from the Midwest had to move east to be trained in the business. You know, there's not a big school with somebody that's trained guys that have wrestled in the main events of WrestleMania, that have trained guys that have, you know, recently debuted on Monday Night Raw. Somebody that has the knowledge of the way the wrestling business should be, you know, here in Sioux Falls. I feel like it's just a good market. It's a great city. Best little city in America.